Welcome, welcome, welcome. And thank you guys so much for downloading the Fempire podcast. And one thing that's really important when you're a super lady boss running around making your life awesome is knowing how to cook. Jack, are you an excellent cook?
I am the worst cook in America.
Becca?
Horrendous.
Great. Well, guess what? As lady bosses, we need to know how to cook, and now there's a little bit of a solution. Not only is it important for us to feel like we know our way around a kitchen, but cooking at home means that we're healthier and we're saving money instead of eating takeout by yourself, lonely style.
And then you can use that money on a really nice bottle of wine because you're classy.
Yes, you can. But where do we start? Well, we're very lucky because we get to put on this podcast every week for free, and we can do that because we have amazing sponsors. And our newest sponsor is Blue Apron. They have you covered. For less than $10 a meal, Blue Apron delivers all the fresh ingredients you need to create home-cooked meals, and you just follow the step-by-step instructions. It sounds easy. Each meal can be prepared in 40 minutes or less, and there's no overwhelming trips to the grocery store and no more takeout. And it doesn't matter what your dietary preferences are. So, Jack, you can have lots of beef.
I love some beef.
Becca can have lots of
carbohydrates.
Yeah.
Blue Apron makes it a breeze to discover and prepare dishes like our Fempire favorite, which is the Juicy Lucy Burger with frizzled onions and butter lettuce walnut salad.
It makes me drool.
What is a frizzled onion?
Whatever it is, it's super delicious, and you can make it right in your own kitchen. Cook with ingredients that you've never used before, like watermelon radishes.
What?
Oh, yeah, watermelon.
Farro, which we don't know exactly what that
is. It's a grain.
It's the most delicious grain.
I love it.
Well, you're going to have it with Blue Apron and purple potatoes. All the recipes are between 500 to 700 calories, so you're going to look real fierce when you eat them. Delicious, and they're good for you. Right now, you can get your first two meals for free at blueapron.com/podcast. That's blueapron.com/podcast. Blue Apron, a better way to cook. Let's get into the show.
Well, what is this?
Welcome to the Fempire.
That's amazing. Say that again.
The Fempire.
Things are about to change around here.
It's time to catch up with the girl gang. Kelty Knight, Becca Tobin, and Jack Vanek.
Becca's dance moves to our theme song. She's doing like a full-out up-down shimmy.
It's because Leah fed me sugar in the car.
Uh-oh, not sugar.
She did.
Uh-oh. Anything but that.
You guys, welcome, welcome, welcome to the Fempire podcast. We're so excited you're back. Happy 2016. It's a brand new day, a brand new year. First of all, if you didn't find us on iTunes, open up your smartphone, go to iTunes and subscribe, because it's important that more than ever, it's important that you subscribe, because this is a two-parter. We have 2 weeks, a part one and a part two. And if you're not subscribed, you're not going to know when a new episode comes out. So make sure you subscribe. Also,
get your shit together.
Also,
what?
Leave a five-star rating.
I was like, what do you want me to say right now? I don't know.
Just feeding it to you. You can also check us out and also beautiful photos of us at fempirepodcast.com.
Jackson or panties.
Tell me my butt looks good.
It's amazing. And most importantly, you have to follow us on @fempirepodcast, because that's where we post all the funny pictures of us that pertain to this episode. We're so glad you guys came. We're so glad you're loving the Fempire podcast. It means so much to us that you're listening. And I do want to make a quick disclaimer. I'm a little bit tipsy this episode.
Wait, but let me make another disclaimer. Kelty has had two sips of champagne.
She's a lightweight.
She's a cheap drunk.
She really is.
This is bad.
All right. You know what time it is.
You know what time it is, you guys.
Good week.
Yes, it is.
Bad week.
Oh, no.
Okay. It is time for Good Week, Bad Week, as you just heard in our adorable little sound clip. Okay. Jack, let's kick it off.
Okay, so, well, first off, before I start my good week, I would like to acknowledge the fact that Kelty is one of the best friends I've ever had because of something that she did the other week that I have not talked about, and that is Kelty bid $750 for me to have lunch with Larry David. And that's the nicest thing that anybody has done for me in my entire life.
I want to say, I was at this charity event, and when you come to charity events, they often give you a gift bag, and then you feel guilty. Remember I was talking about the gift bag? I got the duffel bag of free boots.
That you could sit into.
Yeah. Well, it was that event, and I felt so darn guilty that I got this gift bag. I was like, oh man, I got to like give some money, but I don't want to straight out give some the money. I want to give something in return, and Larry David, a lunch with Larry David was on the thing. And so I was like, like bidding, and then someone outbid me, and when it got to $12.50, I was like,
stop?
That's out of my vampire budget.
Well, I want to know how you came up with $750. We get paid in jelly beans here.
No, but that's what it was up to. I started at $50.
God, why couldn't they have just given it to $50?
That's crazy.
Anyway, you're welcome, Jack. I've got your back.
You know, it's a thought that counts, and I just, all I want in life is to meet Larry David.
Maybe he's listening.
Yeah, I'm sure he's listening.
I'm sure he's listening to the Vampire
Dear Becca. Larry, I love you, not in a sexual way.
I also love you a lot, too. You guys never acknowledge that. It hurts me.
Okay.
I know, you always try to jump in when I talk about it.
Because I love him, too.
Now, girls, don't fight.
We're fighting over Larry fucking David.
Okay, so my good week, which I think all of us kind of have a collective good week, is we sat courtside at the Lakers game, and it was pretty good.
Vala. Are you going to talk about it?
I mean, I feel like we can collectively talk about it.
But the eye contact?
My eye contact with Jake from Scandal.
Or who made eye contact?
I made eye contact with Kobe.
Oh,
Kelty.
Sorry.
Again, you're trying to give it to Jack. This is bullshit.
This is my show.
Kobe
guys.
Bryant and I had love intercourse with our eyes.
But me and Jake from Scandal also had love intercourse with our eyes.
Whatever, take him. I'll take Kobe.
Fine.
No one looked at me.
That could have been the giant pretzel hanging out of your mouth. I don't know that.
I was so making out with a giant carb pretzel. It was so good.
Also, a ball almost hit us, and that was exciting.
Yes, it was.
My face, that double chin came out. It was upsetting.
I must have looked like a potato.
There's moments in your life when you feel like, what will it feel like to sit courtside at the Lakers game like Beyonce? Mm-hmm. And I want to let everyone out there, like, it felt as good as you think it's going to feel.
It felt pretty amazing.
Oh, God. We were so
cool.
Did
you not feel a lot of pressure, though, to invest in the game, though? Like,
Oh, yeah. And I was next to Norm, and he was just talking about things I had no idea.
Yes, the owner of Podcast One, who has these courtside tickets, he's like the biggest baller in Hollywood. He has 4 season tickets, and it is literally next to the Lakers where they sit.
He has the best seats in the
like
house.
Like, it kind
the
of the players almost looked past their coaches to look to Norm to what to do.
Yeah, like, or how are we doing? And Norm would give him like thumbs up.
Yeah, Norm would stand up and kind of look around and like give everybody like some kind of a hand signal.
It's incredible.
I can't wait till we have an empire like that. Anyway.
But the Lakers won, and I think we're a good luck charm. So
they were definitely trying to impress us. Don't think for 1 second that game had anything to do with anything else than 3 hot blondes sitting beside them.
Yeah.
I can't think that was the first time 3 hot blondes sat courtside at the Lakers game.
But we're going to say it is.
I mean,
and we're going to take credit for that.
This hot level. Like, we're on another level.
Yeah, of this level.
Yeah, the 3 hottest blondes that have ever sat courtside.
Just filled with Botox and booze.
There we go.
Okay, so that was my good week. And then I couldn't really think of a bad week because I just had such a good week until I was on my way over here. And I had a bad week miracle as I was driving. So I was like driving down Beverly, coming down to Podcast One, and this car pulls up next to me. And I'm in a Jeep, so I kind of like look down at cars. This car pulls up next to me. This guy is like an older, creepy looking white guy, and he looks at me and starts like licking his lips, like in the most creepy, gross sexual way ever. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, this is disgusting. I'm going to look away, until I looked down and his penis was out of his pants.
I knew it.
Hard. And he was just wagging it around.
Dark.
This is in the middle of the day. It was about 3 p.m. in West Hollywood. And I felt just like I was going to
Can
fall
I point out, though, that you look especially hot
She
today.
Does.
Thanks, guys.
She really is
so
showing
I
a lot
understand.
Of midriff.
I'm always showing a lot of
but
midriff.
But it's more than usual, probably an inch extra today. And then her top is so tight, and her fake boobs that she won't admit are fake are just out
Dude,
there.
It is padding on my bra.
One day you're going to have to do what Kim Kardashian did with her ass, and we're going to take you with a camera to get an x-ray.
Yes.
And I'm going to see bags of silicone in there.
Good week, bad
so
week.
So many bags. You should see me without a bra on, because you would not be thinking that. It is a padded bra. Sorry, guys.
Okay, so you saw a guy perform puppetry of the penis on your way to work.
Yes, a little.
Good. Ooh, this goes nicely into mine. Can I segue?
Yeah, go.
Great.
Take it.
So it's a good week for me and also all you listeners, because I'm about to give you the greatest sex tip of your life.
Oh no.
The girl who has sex once a month.
Listen.
Me and Becca get really scared.
One of my goals since meeting Becca and Jack, the whores, is to have tons of sex with my husband. So
why, Kelty?
Because I'm very busy and I go to work very
no,
early.
No, but why should you be having lots of sex with your husband?
No, I love my husband. He is super
no,
babe.
But obviously, but why else?
Yes.
We talked about this. We threatened you that he is going to go find it somewhere else.
Yeah, that's the thing. The Fempire has encouraged me to have more sex with my husband so he doesn't cheat on me. Great.
Valid.
So positive.
I mean, it's pretty
so
true.
Anyway, here's the thing. My makeup artist, Rebecca, and my hair stylist, Deanne, have given me great tips about what to do. And there's something that they do called naked stretching. And I tried it this week, and it for sure was a home run. So
can
what
you,
I did...
Can you talk some more about this, Kelsey?
Yes. And so what it is like when you're kind of tired and you're like, ah, it's like 9 p.m. and I've been up for like 97 hours.
And you're covered in body makeup.
Yeah. And you like, so I have like body makeup and all the hair and makeup and like, you know, I've been like, people have been touching me all day and you're just like, eh.
And you don't want fake tan rubbing off on your sheets.
You don't want fake tan rubbing off on your sheets. What you do is you go to the end of your bed and you do like a full yoga class by yourself and your man watches and you're like, cacao, cacao. And he loves it. He's watching, he's sexual eyes. And then like, of course you have sex at the end, but it's like,
do you?
Yeah, you have, well, you don't always have to.
And you're naked doing this.
You're naked and you're like in downward dog.
You're missing an accessory. You're not admitting the whole truth.
Yes, Kelsey. There was something that you were wearing.
The whole truth is that I kept on my thigh-high boots in bed.
You're such a sex kitten.
I think it's hot. Anyway, so my makeup artist had always told me, like, sometimes when I'm tired and I don't feel like having sex with my husband, I do, like, naked stretching and he's so happy and then I get, like, a nice little workout and it's, like, a win-win. I tried it. It was successful. So all of you who aren't, like, assholes like Becca and Jack, you try it. Let me know what you think of naked stretching.
And also, I would just like to point out, if I tried naked stretching, I would just... fail so bad because I'm so unflexible.
Yeah, maybe only for the flexible girls out
Here's
there.
Here's the thing.
I would leave immediately. Jack and be like, oh my God.
Jack is so in, like, you're so unimpressed with naked stretching, but also remember, I'm super flexible. I'm like, cacao into downward dog, into like upside down split,
yeah,
into
are,
up center split. Like, it's amazing.
I don't ever want to see my vagina nude
spread
in a split.
Open like that.
Never. Nor do I want my significant other seeing that. I barely want my gynecologist to see that.
You guys, there's an episode of Seinfeld that would explain this perfectly when Jerry's girlfriend was naked and she coughed. And he was like, there are just parts of her body that moved around that I never wanted to see.
Was
and then he broke
labia?
Up with her.
Yes. Well, I just want to bring this up one last time. Who's married?
You always win with that.
So bad at relationships. Okay, I'm going to go on to my bad week because it was awful. So
I'm sure.
Sometimes when you are a Z-less celebrity like I am.
Why do you always lead it with that?
Always.
Kelsey, we're all Z-list.
She's just bragging.
Sometimes when you're on the Z-list, you desperadoly walk a red carpet in hopes that someone will take the picture and put it somewhere. And this week it happened. I had walked the carpet at the American Music Awards, and I wore the same dress as someone else, and I was featured
Wait,
in a...
Wait, at the same award show?
No. She had worn it months ago. I was in a Life and Style magazine, Weeklies, Who Wore It Better? Against Miss Universe, Olivia Culpa.
Let me guess.
I want you to guess who won and what
I'm
percentage.
I'm
going
to put it out there. I think it was...
Miss Universe.
Yeah,
Miss Universe.
I lost.
Your
I
arm.
How much did you lose by?
A lot. I had 31% of the vote.
Well, that's not that bad.
And she had 69% of the vote.
I've seen some of those that it's like 92.
I think Jamie Chung beat me in a landslide recently. That bitch.
No, what a hell.
So those, anyway. Those stats are better.
It was kind
That's
of a bad,
bad
week, but here's the thing. I still stand by my outfit, and I thought from the waist down, I really nailed it.
So, like, the bottom of the dress.
My legs
the
and the, like, shimmer lotion I had put on.
It was the shoes.
Boom.
I
so
feel
anyway,
ya.
It's hard to be on the D-list. It was a bad week.
Yeah, I'm sure, like, all the mothers, like, wiping shitty asses right now. I feel so bad for you.
I know, Kelsey, what a bad week you've had.
It's so terrible. Well, I'm going to probably... This is...
So disappointing. Millions of people were getting their nails done and looking at a picture of me being slightly less hot than Miss Universe.
You're the worst.
You need to go home.
All right. So in the same vein of being just a terrible, terrible...
Becca's having
person?
So many problems.
My microphone has hit me in the face twice. So yeah, just being like a poor little, like... rich girl, rich-ish girl, you know, like, here's another one of my champagne problems. So my bad week, I got this sty in my right eye, a couple weeks ago. And I was like, this happens to me like once a year. I'm so anal about like alcohol on my makeup brushes and cleaning everything that it like really just pissed me off. And I'm like, you know what? Maybe I'm just tired, stressed, whatever. I'm going to burp real quick.
I've been feeling the same way.
So I got this dye and then I was like, it better clear up before I go get my IPL photo facial. So IPL, for those of you who don't know, they take this really gnarly laser on your face and they like essentially burn off the dark sunspots. Because when you get to our age, those things don't go away and they're not cute freckles anymore.
Yep.
So
you're like turning into like old people sometimes.
Yeah, like Magda. Like, so I was like, okay, I'm so excited. I'm going to take out my life savings and do this IPL. It's totally worth it on my face and my chest. And all I ask, please God, because he cares about this, my right sty, please go away in my eye. So it finally clears up and I go and I get my IPL. The numbing cream that they put on my face, literally from my forehead all the way down to my chest. That was the craziest sensation I've ever had in my whole life. I slapped a little bit down on my bikini area because I also was going for a wax later. It worked like a freaking charm. No joke. So I put it on, and I don't really feel so much during the IPL. It was, like, pretty painless, and I'm just, like, dreaming about looking like Snow White when I leave, you know? Not when I leave, but, like, a couple weeks later. I get home. I look pretty gross. Your aftermath is, like, a little bit scary. I'm a little red, blah, blah, blah. Well, it turns out I'm like this small percentage of human who literally broke out into the most disgusting rash you've ever seen on my chest. It's still there. I'm going to show you. Can you see that?
Oh.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That is disgusting.
Uh-huh. You do look like an old person.
See? It's like the universe is like, stop doing this to yourself. Go spend that money and feed some children. Like, yeah. Stop trying to make yourself like perfect because it's never going to happen. Mm-hmm. So that happened. But here's the worst part about it. So that's getting all cleared up. Too many dollars later, I wake up this morning, sty on my left eye. The biggest sty.
That's some karma, dude. That's
it
karma.
Is. It's the universe really torturing me because I took.
Like, stop being so vain.
Stop being so vain. Like, stop going to get lasers and like, it's just so silly at this point, even though I'll probably do it next year.
I need really to get your doctor's number, by the way.
Yeah, you should. Mm-hmm. Actually, maybe not. So, yeah, I woke up with this disgusting sty on my left eye. I had to cancel an audition because literally I looked like a cyclops. It's gone down at this point. I had to sit with a hot compress on my face. And it's just like, who am I? I just spent so much money to, like, make myself more beautiful. And I have, like, a disgusting, looks like an STD rash on my chest.
It does look like an STD.
It does, right? It does,
it's a great representation.
If someone's wiener had been on my chest recently, I would be accusing them of giving me like something.
Crazy, yeah. STD.
That's disgusting.
A but little here's motorboat my, STD.
Yeah. Here's my good week.
Are we going to end on positivity?
Yeah, I'm bringing it.
That's
nice. I know. Okay, so we're bringing it back a couple episodes ago. I don't know if you remember how Jack was bragging that she was on Urban Dictionary.
Oh, yes. Did you find yours?
Well, kind of. With the assistance of my manager, Ricky. That's right. We have a very professional relationship. He screenshotted my name separately. So there's no Becca Tobin definition, but
yet.
There is a Becca.
Oh, yes.
And there is a Tobin.
Okay.
Here's the definition for Becca. To be hit in the face with an artificial penis.
Oh my God! Yes, God. Yeah.
Man, wait, you so that, totally got Becca'd last night.
So that's like a sex term, like that's a Dirty Sanchez.
I guess yes, I'm like a Dirty Sanchez.
That's
and
so
I'm,
cool.
You know what? I bet someone from my past actually like this is about me.
Yeah.
Tobin, a cool and talented person, gets mad hoes and head.
I think that's accurate.
So my manager writes me back. So, you are a talented person that gets hit in the face with artificial penises. And you know what? That is a good week.
That's a very good week.
I'm get
jealous.
Mad hoes, guys.
You get mad hoes, like us.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Exactly. So, wow. Beat that.
Damn it.
I'm proud of you. I think you did have the best week.
Coming back, yeah. You guys. I'm so excited. One of my bestest friends and favorite people is here to join the Fempire. We're very excited for Miss Leah Michelle.
Woo-woo! Yay! Okay, guys. So the other night, I ended up going into a K-hole of just looking for all the weirdest stuff that you can buy on Amazon.
And that would be an A-hole.
Oh, shoot. It is an A-hole.
Continue.
So I went on my A-hole and...
She said A-hole.
There's just the weirdest stuff you can buy on Amazon, and I kind of just want to buy these things for novelty. There was... you can buy, like, a replica of human fat just to show people if you lost 5 pounds.
I'll put that in my fridge.
You can buy a mouth guard that's supposed to help you not get a double chin, but it kind of makes you look like a blow-up sex toy.
Hold the phone. I need that for sure.
Yeah.
I don't think it works.
Whatever.
But, you know, anything that you want to buy on Amazon, whether weird or functional, you can buy it and also support our podcast at the same time. All you have to do is go to Podcast One, go to support our podcast, and click on Fempire. And every purchase you make is the same way you'd make it through Amazon, but you just get to support the Fempire. And we got to keep making these podcasts for you to listen to for free.
The Fempire.
Okay, guys, welcome back. I want to tell you a story. Once I was in an airport, I think it was just a few months ago, and I was buying a ton of candy and junk to eat on the airplane, and I looked up at the magazine rack of all the magazines, and this bitch was on 3 covers at one time. Amazing.
Damn it.
She's an actor, singer, author, style icon. She's basically kind of the second coming of Oprah because she's got a new book, You First, which is a helpful little journal filled with inspiration that helps you become a lady boss and super positive just like her. Leah, teach us your ways. Welcome to the podcast, Queen Lemshell.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, first of all, Becca, are you so proud of me for having been quiet sitting here for so long?
I don't know how you did it.
Thank you. And then I just have 2 things to say. First of all, I'm appalled by that rash on your chest. I can't believe I didn't get a screenshot and you didn't tell me. Second of all, if you think I'm sleeping at your house tonight with that sty on your eye, you're crazy.
You know you'll catch it.
Like, why don't you tell me you were going to sneak me into a sleepover with a sty on your eye?
Payback's a bitch, Sheila's mom.
That's what this is. Orly probably like shit on your pillow, which gave you a sty. Or no, that's pink eye. Either way, you have like an infection that you're trying to give your friend.
Yep, happy holidays.
Happy New Year.
Well, I'm really excited right now because I've just eaten an entire bowl of jelly or gummy-like thingies, butterflies, and half a glass of champagne. So I'm super hyper. My heart's like speeding.
She's
right
like, tell us your story.
I know. It's like
tell
all night.
Since you're feeling good, I want to start with something positive. So this, we want to know about the moment that you felt like you were the queen bee in Hollywood. We're going to get to the dark times, but let's start with the positive because I did actually see you in the airport on 3 covers at one time. Like all the female magazines, it was like your face. You looked amazing.
Thanks.
But like, what was the moment where you've been in Hollywood and you walked a carpet or something happened to you where you're like, shit, I made it. This is it.
Well, I don't ever really feel like I've made it. I definitely have that like anxiety all the time, but I think that that's really good because I think it's what helps me to like keep that drive. But I think singing at the Super Bowl was sort of like that moment. My dad had never been more proud of me. And after that, I was kind of like, well, I can't really like say anything that will ever make me nervous ever again. And once you get asked to do something like that, so that was kind of cool.
Has there been a red carpet moment where, because I remember seeing you once at the Met Gala, I think, and you had like a gold and you were just like little Oscar coming down the red carpet. And you were like, really, it was like when you really like flipped the switch on like Lea Michele, the sex pot.
Ooh.
Like it was like new kind of, and you were like, you were just like oozing, like, but do you have a moment where you're like, I wore this dress and I felt like I was like Beyonce?
I mean, I really don't pick I rarely have moments where I do a red carpet where I don't feel good because I don't pick out anything that I'm not gonna like, you know. But I definitely have had my favorites, and like I wore a dress at the SAG Awards. It was a Versace dress one year that had a slit literally almost all the way up to my hip bone, and
I
really felt pretty banging.
When I come back
sexy.
In my next life, I don't care if my face looks like an elephant or like a gremlin. If I could just get Leah's legs, that'd be great.
I'll take your flat abs, Missy, for these.
You really want? I'll lift
we
my shirt
like
up right
science.
Now.
We could like totally like just take bits of
it's
each
like,
of our.
Let's become the perfect woman.
I'll take that rash.
Sans rash, please.
Take the
sty. And sty.
What was the moment in your career? You know, like maybe, you know, during the Broadway days before or like even during the Glee Scream Queens pandemonium, like has there been a moment where you thought, you know what, like this is hard and I'm not enjoying it and I think I'm going to like pack up and go like be a school teacher or, you know, do something that where people are not at me all the time?
I think the first time that you read an article about yourself that's like just totally false and cruel and mean, and you're just like, wait a minute, I'm the nicest person in the world.
But I'm perfect.
But like, you you know, especially when you realize, like, oh my God, they're just going to make up whatever they want about you. And like, there's nothing you can do about it. And you just want to like scream. You want to be like, this isn't true. And then, you know, they're like, well, you can't do that, you know, or else they'll just be super annoyed with you. Yeah, right. So that there were like the first time that something like that happened,
yeah.
I was like, maybe I should just go back to New York.
Is that the vicious cycle, though? Because I always wonder why celebrities, like, when these, you know, not real journalistic outlets, like, you know, don't confirm, like, they don't, there's, like, two different worlds of entertainment journalism. There's, like, the world that has to, like, call your publicist and be like, mm-hmm. was she really on this yacht in St. Tropez at this time? And they're like, no, that's false. And then there's the people who are just like, Lea Michele went to the moon, she wore Prada, and you're just like, what? So, you know, but is that the way it goes? Like, you do not respond.
It's so insane. Well, I try to never respond, you know, and it's what's so crazy is like we all buy those magazines, like especially when you're at the airport, you like buy every single one.
All the dirty mags.
Even though, you know, but if people knew that they were literally reading, you know, such false stuff. I was flipping through one the other day and it was like Lea Michele and Emma Roberts hate each other. Meanwhile, we are like literally so obsessed with each other. We have like an insanely codependent, you know, relationship.
I'll kill her later.
you're my bestest, but like we literally are like sisters. We love each other, and people are like they don't get along. And
I have a question about that. How are they legally allowed to do that in magazines? I'm on the outside of Hollywood, so I don't know.
I don't even know. I mean, I guess that they just whoever they like the source, as long as they have
some
like
source said
some source. That's really frustrating.
That's
you
horrible.
Really just want to like. You know, but again, there are always going to be people out there that are going to want to throw you under the bus. And there's always going to be the negative, you know, side to this business. And, you know, do I wish sometimes that I could just respond to all that negativity? Like, of course. But then, like you said, like you would drive yourself crazy.
Yeah.
And I feel really personally very happy right now. Mm-hmm. So
just keep it out of your little bubble.
Yeah. Nobody's going to rain on my parade.
Ooh.
I just said
Unintended.
The cliques are going crazy.
Becca's embarrassed of me. I can't wait to embarrass her. And she'll be like, ugh, get her
ready.
Out of here.
On that note, what's one thing about Becca that nobody knows?
Oh, God. Keep it clean.
Oh, my gosh. What's something that people don't know about Becca? Well, I feel like Becca's very honest about who she is. I mean, she's really open. I mean, especially like her Instagram lately, it's been like, woof, some of these pics every week. It's like, show us like a pretty pic, Becca, too. Come on.
Put some makeup on, maybe.
Come on, Becca.
No, I'll get another sty if I do that.
No, she's really open. I don't know. I mean, I don't want to get like deep. Becca's just the best person. She's always there for me, and I love her.
Ditto. Speaking of loving people, I think you know everyone, but is there a celebrity that you like follow on Twitter, Instagram, or like see at these Hollywood parties that you're like not in with yet that you still want to meet and be like, I think we would get along. I think we could have lunch.
I said someone to Becca in the car, but I'm changing my answer now.
Okay.
I really would love to be best friends with Chrissy Teigen.
Oh, same.
Oh, that's a good choice.
I feel like she would cook for me.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like she would defend bullies for
me. Yeah, she would, because she's good at that.
Then I would go to their house and John Legend would be like singing or like naked in a shower somewhere, and she'd be like posting pictures of him, and then they have like their dogs, and I don't know. I feel like me and Matt would be like really good friends with them.
Is Matt the I'm like,
Matt's
not the dog. Like me and Matt would get along really well, the dog.
Also, like just a quick segue, I gotta say, That the naked stretching thing.
She's gonna try it.
I may have done that.
No.
No, but like I actually didn't do it in a sexual way. It was more so like, ugh, it's been a long day and like I really need to like, and I wasn't thinking about at all doing mm-hmm. this to like get it on.
Yeah.
I was just genuinely like, oh my God, it's been such like a long day. Like my back must have been hurting me or something like that. And it's always those moments when you're like trying to not be hot and not be cute
that
you're the hottest.
Yeah.
So.
Wait, well, I would disagree with that. I have to try really hard at all times, but. Bitches, calm down, because Queen just said naked stretching.
I never said anything against naked stretching.
I just
personally haven't tried it.
Well, I'm just saying that guys are also like
visual.
I mean,
wait,
you know.
Did you wear the thigh high boots though? Because
hell no. Becca will tell you, I am not wearing boots anywhere beyond my foyer in my house. Okay, that's like goes back to the New York days where it's like you see people like peeing and spitting on the ground take your shoes
there
off like
no
the minute
shoes.
You get it. No.
You don't want them in like a whole sexy time.
We're definitely nothing.
No.
Just like bare feet, cleanliness before anything else.
Godliness.
Shower. Nice.
Actually, I think there was a part of my husband, and if I remember quickly, that he looked at me and he's like, but the boots, like, because he knows how clean I am. Like, he didn't want to upset you.
He was
shocked.
You.
But he's like, whatever, just keep downward dog.
You're like, if you say something, I'm stopping now.
Yeah, exactly.
It's okay, you guys, just put it on your 2016 goals, okay?
Yeah.
Naked stretching.
Wait, I just need to learn how to stretch first.
Manifest it. Speaking of manifesting, there's a question on the Fempire Inquire questionnaire that I ask everyone, and Becca and Jack make fun of me because they don't do this. So
I'm opening champagne for this.
That I bought you guys.
Yeah,
thank
Leah's
you.
The
Leah's the best.
Yeah, we need to talk about the champagne situation.
So normally we drink like $3 champagne because, like,
which
I said,
took a sip of it and it hurt my teeth.
She said, "This tastes like manischewitz."
We're podcasting on a budget, guys.
She's literally talking shit about our champagne. Okay,
hey,
Leah,
listen.
Michelle, high maintenance.
I don't care about anything. As a lot right now, if you guys could see this table right away, it's kind of insane. There's orange juice. There's gummy bears.
We were going to make mimosas.
Like, let's not forget about the fact that, was it Leah or Kelty that knocked over a glass of champagne before we started?
Also, it was Kelty.
Yeah. Don't forget the most important thing on the table.
There's
your clipping bangs. Which, by the way, Kelty sent Becca and I a photo as we were driving here being like, so excited to see you guys. It was a selfie of her with these bangs. And then I show up and they're just like mysteriously gone. I was like, what happened to those bangs? Nice to see you, Kelty.
Nice to see your five head, girl.
These are going to be the sisterhood of the traveling bangs.
No, the bangs are always
they could be like Flat Stanley.
Just yes. Take Amazing. Back to the serious question. I know because of your book, You First, that you are a super positive person, but you're also like a big on like lessons and manifesting and all these things, right? And you're inspiring everyone to do this with this book. So
Thanks. Do
you do the mirror message? Do you have like the writing on your mirror to remind yourself and go, like every morning? Or do you have a mantra that you live by?
So I feel like for a really long time, you know, that I've gone through periods where I've had different sort of mantras and that have helped me kind of get to a better, stronger, more enlightened place. And I was, you know, telling Beck on the way over here that like I woke up the other day and I've been living in New Orleans for the past 7 months working on Scream Queens and I'm finally back in LA. And I woke up and I was like walking around my house and I was like, oh my God, like I'm really happy. And I feel like a lot of those things that I used to write on my mirror, like happiness and strength, and like I feel like they're finally like truly embedded in me. So I think the one thing that's really important that I try to remind myself and remember every day is to be grateful. So like in my trailer I have pictures of my parents, my boyfriend, my cat, and instead of like writing like the word grateful, like I just like look at those things and I'm like I have such a blessed, incredible life. I have great friends, great family, and like now's the time to just be thankful and grateful for the blessings that I have and where I am right now.
I love that.
Damn it, that's such a good answer.
You know, she's full of them.
I know.
And she really means it.
No, but it's interesting.
She means it.
It makes me feel like a bad person.
I have to say, I'm going to say, like,
champagne. Like, such a lush.
I'm a lush. No, I will say that Leah has actually inspired me to, you know, take a glass that was half empty and really create a life that is filled with things that you love and things that you're grateful for. And, you know, like, she recently inspired me to move into a new place and have a fresh start and you know, like things that you're not really courageous to do on your own. You know, it's everybody sort of needs that person in their life to be like, look, you can do this. You're going to be happy. And it's not like someone can teach you how to be happy, but it is just being an example of happiness and somebody who's really stable and just so in a good place. And like, I really have to say,
thanks, Becca.
You're welcome.
So I mean, cute.
We really did, like, we were on a show together for years and, you know, just to say if it's okay with you,
yeah.
Like, you know, we were brought closer due to a very unfortunate, you know, circumstance for the both of us. And, it, you know, it was sort of interesting for me because I always, you know, knew that Becca and I had a lot in common, like both coming from New York, both coming from a Broadway background. And then having
both
something
dead sexy.
Duh.
And then having something, you know, so similar bring us together. But it was interesting to me over time to kind of be like, well, will that, you know, be maybe –
too deep then or difficult then for us to sustain a relationship like beyond
right.
that.
Yeah,
we really have just grown. And I just said earlier today, I told my boyfriend, I was like, I get so excited to see Becca. Like, it's there's one thing if you like have fun with friends, but then like, what about the friends that you like genuinely get so excited to see? And I think it's so good to have people in your life that you can have fun with, because trust me, after this, we're going to go eat so much food and have a couple drinks, and like, I'll probably get a style by the end of the night. That sounds super sexual, but it's not. But like, but also like, I feel like you have to surround yourself with people who inspire you to be better and want to help you grow as a person. And I think we're both, we love to have fun together, but we also like really are there to help each other like grow individually. I mean, she's been there for me so much, but that's really what you need in life. You need the people, the girlfriends especially, because girls can be pretty horrible to each other sometimes. Mm-hmm. And you have to find the people that are going to help you be a better you.
100%. And
yeah.
This is very interesting because you are like, you can tell that you're here. Like, you know, I've been sitting and interviewing with you for many years in Hollywood, and like, this really is a very radiant version of you. Like,
you
can tell you really are happy, you know? And it's not like an act, like, I'm going to be happy now because we're sitting and there's microphones. Like, you truly do seem really happy. And I noticed this thing, and I wanted to ask you, like, how do you stay cool and stay happy when, you know, some people kind of want you to stay in like a period of your life forever, and they're mm-hmm. very uncomfortable. I think a lot, some of your fans, like I see it on your Instagram, they're like mm-hmm. uncomfortable with you moving on and being happy and finding new love in your life, because listen, you were part of something incredibly tragic and it felt like it belonged to you and it was your story, mm-hmm. but it also belonged to like the whole world too. And so they want to like kind of sit in that.
Yeah.
How do you deal with the haters on Instagram that are like being so cruel to you about your new boyfriend, mm-hmm. your new life and being happy?
Right. And you know, I really don't talk so much about my story, mainly because, you know, people are always trying to bring me back. So I don't talk often about this personal stuff. You know, obviously what's so great about your show is like, so this is just a group of strong women, and it's, you know, such a great place to talk about these things because they're really, you know, important, especially when it comes to the issue of social media, where people really use it as such an open space to project a lot of hate. And, mm-hmm. you know, I love my fans and they're incredible, and they were really a part of my whole story and my whole journey with me, you know, so I do come from a place of understanding, but it's also really hard. You know, every time I post a picture, you know, then it's just a landslide of comments that, you know, talk about my past and bring that up rather than projecting positivity. And even though, you know, I don't think anyone is really projecting hate, it is positive. It is, you know, it's nothing so terrible. But at the end of the day, you know, we have to remember that what we put out there, it manifests and it creates energy. And you should want to be the person that chooses to take that second to do something positive. And we can't all be perfect. I understand it's everyone's own prerogative what they want to do with their time. And it's freedom of speech. Anybody
right.
can do what they want. But it is there, and it does still happen.
But how hard is that on your relationship? Like, how does your boyfriend deal with that when he sees that? Because he's following you on Instagram. So when he sees everyone, you know, talking about Corey or talking about, mm-hmm. like, you know, she shouldn't be with him, she was happier before, like, that's got to be hard on him.
You know, it's really, I have to say, like, that is honestly what I love so much about Matt. Like, he's always been, and Becca knows Matt really, really well.
He's amazing.
And, you know, that's honestly, like, what is so incredible about him, because at the end of the day, you know, this industry is really tough, and the only way to really get through is to create a solid unit. And that's really what we have been since day one. We've stood by each other, you know, through anything that was thrown our way. And he's such a great man that he would never really let anything like that ever, you know, crack our, you know, lovely little core that we've created.
Yeah.
And, you know, he also is very respectful for the person that, you know, I was with. And that, again, is something that I love so much about him. And I really know that Corey would love him too. And that's all that we really hold within our hearts, and so does everyone else in my life. Other people don't know him, and they don't know my private life. So I understand people are going to say whatever it is that they want to say. But as long as he and I are good, my family's good, my friends are good, and we're happy, like, that's really all that matters.
Do you keep things more private now because you had such a public relationship?
I mean,
girl, I see the paparazzi photos. You're hiking.
I mean, I'm a very open person, but it was difficult going through something that was so, you know, really like magnified and broken down and so public. So I do try. But I've always, you know, I think that, I said, it's a tough industry. And the way to keep your head on your shoulders is to, I keep a very small group of good people. I'm very close to my family. Mm-hmm. And I just try to keep that circle small and strong, you know, and you can't always be like, again, going back to commenting on the negativity or commenting on the false, like, you really just have to push that all aside and keep your world safe and strong.
It's interesting because J-Lo says the same thing. Like, I know this was like the year of the squads, or 2015 was the year of squads, and everyone needed to have like 75 friends and stuff. But J-Lo said a similar thing. She said, like, you know, I have like two best friends and my circle is very small, and that's like where I feel the safest. It's you're very brave, you know what I mean? Thank and like you. I know that's really hard, and I think one of the things that Becca's always said about you is that, you know, that you really helped her through, you know, and that's the sign of a good friend, is like when something really horrible happens and tragic happens, when you can be there for someone else. And, you know, a lot of people would look at your situations as like, wow, these, like, how could something so horrible happen to two such beautiful people? But it's almost nice that you guys have found each other and have forged this friendship.
And we've so evolved too. Like, you'd think if two people were to get together and just have a sob fest, like, we're pretty much good candidates for that. But what's crazy is, like, we definitely had our sob fest, and, like, you know, we did fear, is this going to be someone I look at every day and think, I'm so sad, it reminds me of such a sad time. However, it's crazy because, like Leo was saying, like, I have so much fun with her. We laugh all the time. It's like this whole new evolution of us, and we both sort of keep each other in this really grounded, joyful, grateful place, and it's been really amazing. And we're having just like a love fest right now on the Fempire.
This is the cutest thing I've ever heard in my life.
I think it's really, really inspiring because, you know, women in Hollywood are pitted against each other.
Absolutely.
So harshly.
It's the worst. It's really the worst. And it's either the media doing it to, you know, the media creating it, or it's sometimes the girls that are, you know, creating it themselves. And, you know, it really sucks. But at the end of the day, like, that whole world is such a big beast that we can't, and all we can do is in our own lives and in our own day to day, like, you know, create those better relationships and, you know, be the better friends that, you know, we can be.
But I think it's important to mention that, you know, like, a lot of listeners, they're writing into SF Empire and stuff about questions about, like, am I popular? Am I cool? Like, all that. Like, the truth of the matter is, ladies and girls, is that, like, you know, in my life, I felt the same way. It's like, you really wanted to be popular in high school, and you wanted to have like all these followers and all these people adoring you and loving you and wanting to be with you. But, like, at the end of the day, the thing that will get you the farthest in, like, your true happiness is having, like, a few people you can, like, deeply count on.
Totally.
Like, being adored by all these people and the fanfare and being popular and being, like, homecoming queen and all those things. Like, yeah, that's lovely. And if it happens to you, like, I'm happy for you. But truly, like, if you have one best friend and you have one person that you get excited to see, like, you're winning at life. Like, don't ever feel like you don't have enough friends. Like, one is good.
This is actually, like, something that cracks me up about Leah, too. Like, you know, she has, you know, some pretty big celebrity females, like, banging down her door to, like, you know, become friends and, you know, have.
I do?
Yes. I don't want to name any names right now, but, like, I've been with Leah a number of events where girls come up, girls that are very well-known celebrities in Hollywood, and they're like,
I know what you're talking about now.
You know
who you're talking about now.
You know? And they're practically offering to pay You're Leah drunk. To come to their house. Like, she's their brand ambassador. Right. But anyways, like, they come up and they talk to her, and they're like, I adore you and I follow you. Like, she's there who they're stalking. And, you know, she has all these invitations to do, like all these fabulous things. And I think what's really interesting about Leah is that she's very nice and she's very gracious, but no new friends. Like, you know, it doesn't matter who this girl is who's talking to her. If it's Meryl Streep, she's like, thank you so much. Like,
well,
have a good night.
I don't know about that.
She's like, Meryl, call me.
Maybe not Meryl.
I don't know about that.
Maybe not Meryl. Like, you know, it's just, she's not really fazed by that. And it's like, it's very nice because it is tempting.
But for me, like, I think coming from New York, and you know too, like, Becca and I are from Broadway, and I think that being groomed in that world, like, if there's going to be any sort of prep for Hollywood, like, that life is sort of the best grounds. But, like, at the end of the day, and Becca knows this the most about me, is, like, I love going to events. Like, I love getting dressed up. The best part of events for me is the getting ready. Like, I have such a great team of, like, hair and makeup. I've been with them since day one. We listen to music. We make cheese plates. We drink champagne.
Ooh, yummy.
And then,
sounds like an episode of The Vampire.
It's so fun.
We need a cheese plate.
And then the best part of the night for me is coming home. And, like, then I think, like, what are we going to make? A Tombstone pizza? Are we going to make an Amy's pizza? What are we gonna watch?
Yeah.
You know, and I care. Like, those are the moments. Those are the real moments for me, and those are the moments that I get the most excited about.
Speaking of pizza, hot or hungry? We see you on the damn Pilates reformer in New Orleans. Like, honestly, it was an entire... I know you were having fun down there 7 months. Or how long were you there?
Screen 7 Queens? Months.
You were in 7 months. I feel like you might have done Pilates every day.
And
I was sitting eating chips and Doritos on the couch watching TMZ at 4 o'clock being like, oh, Liam is like... hot or hungry? Well, so this is about, like, you know... Women in Hollywood, it's like, I drink water and I get enough sleep, and that's how I look so beautiful. Like, I can tell you're putting the work in, but, like, what do you really do to get the, like, Leah Michele deliciousness?
The legs, girl.
Honestly, like, I do all of that stuff. I drink a ton of water. I get a ton of sleep. I drink, like, when I drink, it's to be, like, have fun over an amazing dinner. I don't drink to a crazy, like, excess. Mm-hmm. I don't, you know, do drugs. Like, I don't do anything like that. And then I live a healthy lifestyle. I keep healthy food in my house. I work out. You know, it's a combination of all of that. And I go to therapy. Like, you know, there's definitely, it's really about, you know, trying to, it's just about how you live your life. And I work out because I like to eat what I want to eat. So I work out because I think that for me, then it gives me a little bit more freedom. Then I can be like, oh, I can eat, you know, at dinner. But also, I work out because it makes you feel good. Mm-hmm. You know, working out for me was definitely, like, running, especially, like Becca will tell you, like, that's the best thing to do for depression, for, you know, any funk that you're in. So I think people misconstrue working out to, like, get skinny, but at the end of the day, it's more for your mind, you know. And yes, you're burning calories, and then if you want to, like, you know, for me, I think, like, okay, cool, like, I'm going to, like, not have to think so much about what I'm eating. Mm-hmm. But it's really about my mind, and I meditate and I do yoga. Like, I just, that's just genuinely the life that I live. Like, it's not fake.
Have you always been like that, or did you get into that?
I got into that more, and I talk about it in my first book, Brunette Ambition, because I lived in New York, and I was always, like, a healthy person. Like, I've never been a party girl. I've never lived that kind of life. So, like, sleep's always been important to me. Drinking water, eating healthy. Again, working on Broadway, like, it forces you to live a healthier lifestyle. Yeah. But coming out to LA, that really, like, opened my mind to the delicious foods that you can eat. Like,
kale.
Yeah, I mean, I don't
the kale salad.
I don't really want to put junk into my body. Yeah. Becca will tell you, like, I've never really eaten fast food before. Like, I've never eaten,
ever,
like, this
ever,
is true.
Ever?
This is true.
Like, even when you're younger?
Listen.
No. Like, I think I've had it, like, once.
But also,
but
you
grew up
in New York
City.
Exactly.
New York City doesn't
have
fast food. I mean, there is fast food, but why would you go to fast food when you're going to go to the bodega?
You have to, like, seek it out. Like, when I first moved to New York, I'm from Georgia, where they have Chick-fil-A.
NYC. She was.
No, I was going to say NYU because I moved to the city. I went to college, and I was from Georgia.
Did you do 4 years at NYU?
I never went to NYU. I broke into NYU.
Wait, did you
to
get
eat
accepted
their Chick-fil-A.
There? Did you get accepted there?
No, I got denied.
Oh, I did. I got accepted.
Of course you did.
They have a Chick-fil-A.
Okay,
at NYU?
This is what I'm going to say before you pointed out my lack
I believe
of
that
talent
they have
and,
a Chick-fil-A.
And education.
NYU, which is like the theater cap, like that's rude.
It was before all this
all of
stuff.
The info came
yeah.
out about it.
It was a million years ago, unfortunately. And
but you still look 21. Great opinion.
I know, it's so weird.
Oh, thank you. I was just telling Leah these wrinkles 21. On my forehead are killing me today.
Girl, Botox.
If I had a vial of Botox on this table, I'd make one of you guys just go for it.
I could try that.
Anyways, I'm saying like I would break into the NYU dorms to the cafeteria because they had like this random counter that had Chick-fil-A sandwiches. And I brought up Chick-fil-A to Leah one day and she's
never
like,
had it.
Never had it. I'm like, you're an alien.
I've never had Taco Bell.
What?
I've never had Burger King.
That's unbelievable.
What is not your even go-to? Just... Okay, what's your like PMS, stressed out, like disappointment? Like what is your...
My mouth is watering right now.
What's your naughty,
you
naughty, like food?
I could definitely get a grilled cheese animal style with animal style fries.
What's animal style?
It's In-N-Out.
In-N-Out.
So there's fast food. I mean, it's not bad fast food.
But it's
food.
Not like a burger.
That's yeah. a little bit better.
Okay. Yeah. What's yours, like. Becca? What's your like go-to dirty food?
Oh, I don't know. If I'm PMSing, it has to be like sugary. One time I made...
Not me.
Yeah, Leah hates sugar.
I'm a cheese
fun
person.
Funfetti cupcakes at her house.
Oh, my God. Okay, this is the... Okay, we were trying to think of like hilarious stories to tell, but like all of our stories were such weirdos. Like we were like, I don't think we could tell that
we
one.
We can't share that.
But this is actually a funny story, Rebecca. Well, please continue.
So she has a bunch of people over
to watch the Manny Pacquiao
fight. That's another thing. Like Mayweather. Leah gets very excited about these events, and I'm kind of like, whatever.
Do you get excited about them because of like it's like a thing and a party that you can do? Or
no, I hate
sure.
having
gets,
people at my house.
Yeah,
but no. I
she's
no, but it's like, but I get connected. Like for the Pacquiao Mayweather fight, like they were like showing like their backstories on HBO. Like I got engulfed into
she
this soap opera of it.
Documentary.
Like I was like crying and like, ugh, my God.
Yeah.
So
well, she's having people over and I think we had pizza or something delicious or tacos or something. Mm-hmm. And I looked at one of her boyfriend's friends. His name is Billy. And I was like, do you think there's anything like sweet in here? Like I know Leah's an alien and she doesn't eat sugar or chocolate or anything.
And Matt doesn't like sweets either.
Yeah, they just don't like it. It's not even because it's like anything having to do with
it's
it.
It's been nice having you here.
Yeah, right?
I'm just kidding.
Get out!
But why does sweets
like
have to mean it's like
no.
that? Like I've taken like a hunk of cheddar from my fridge before and bitten out of it. But like John Graff and I used to like literally like cut a block of Wisconsin cheddar and like sit and eat it like it was like an apple.
Do you like no desserts? Like no sweets whatsoever?
I will order a cheese plate for dessert and or like macaroni
you do like
and cheese.
Cheese.
Yeah, you're just cheese.
She likes cheese.
Jack, interesting.
Yeah.
What's your...
But I do like gummy bears.
Okay.
Yeah, there you go.
That's why we got these for you.
Oh, I'm a huge chocolate chip cookie fiend and French fry fiend.
The funny thing about the funfetti though was that she didn't tell me. She made
she
them.
She was so pissed that I was making them.
And then she... When she was, like, cleaning up, I was like, listen, if you're going to make the cupcakes in my house, you have to clean up my kitchen. So she, like, cleans it up. But she was so lazy, she didn't want to throw anything.
I think
she,
I was
she just
drunk. I was drunk.
Put it all in the oven. So I wake up
like
the next day, and I open the oven, and everything is in the oven, including, like, the freshly baked, cupcakes.
You put the actual cupcakes in the oven?
What else was in the oven? Like, the bowls?
Like,
and, like
the frosting, the box. The cupcake holder.
What's wrong with
I
you?
I actually have a photo on my phone, I think, of Matt
at vampirepodcast.com.
Yeah, well, it comes back around because the next day, you know, I was really hungover. We go to brunch, and Matt was like, so your cupcake saved my life because he, like, got up hungover.
Here he is.
Eating my delicious funfetti.
Someone enjoyed it.
He exactly. will be very mad at me if I were to ever post this picture because his face is hysterical.
He's just eating
funfetti cupcakes in the backyard.
Listen, sometimes a cupcake's delicious. Speaking of fun, I have something very special planned. We have something very special planned. This is for all of you. We like to do some this or that quizzes on the Fempire, and I have such a good one prepared. This, in honor of Scream Queens, and you being such a, I don't want to give any spoilers, but a bad little girl on there.
Naughty.
This is called the Scream or Dream Quiz. Da-da-da! So Scream is like, no. And Dream is like, yes.
Okay.
So we're going to have you guys, Becca, Jack, and Leah, weigh in on some of these topics.
Okay.
Here we go. Scream or dream? Kitten heels.
Scream.
Scream.
There is nothing that I hate in life more than a kitten heel.
Like, I would just wear a flat. Like, well, I also don't think flats are terrible.
I'd rather cut my feet
off. A kitten heel with a French pedicure and a toe ring, that'll just send me over the edge.
An open toe kitten heel, French pedicure, toe ring.
With cap sleeves and a peplum is my nightmare. That's the ultimate.
Well, some of our listeners dress up like that specifically for Jack, please.
Send us your pics.
Okay. Scream or dream man buns?
On who?
Like, on one of those, the
a man bun on a man with a really good job, I can take.
I thought you were going to say with a really good face.
No, but like a job.
No, because
I feel like the man bun can be sort of like...
It's for like
millennial hobo.
It's for like musicians and like people that don't have responsibilities.
You guys, have you heard of this new term?
No, but I hate
a millennial hobo. So my friend who does my eyebrows, she's amazing. Her name is Debbie. Should I plug her right now?
Wait, brows Debbie, on Studio City. Debbie, can she do mine? Mine are...
She's amazing.
My brow girl's the best.
She
can somebody make your bras?
No.
Brows go back?
Yeah, she can. She's literally a bra magician. Anyway, I go in there and I see her and I'm like, hey, how's it going? She's like, well, my boyfriend left me for a millennial hobo. And I was like, what is that?
She's amazing, this girl. I love that she coined this term. I know who she's talking about. She's talking about like, well, I don't want to say anything without, because I feel like we know some.
Just say it.
Who?
Yeah.
She's mouthing
it. I'll tell you later in dinner.
Okay. So, buns.
For me personally, I'm going to say scream. You know? Okay. I just sort of feel like that these days, the beard, the bun, it's like all this stuff. Do you think it's going to like be out eventually?
It has. Are we going to like look back at it like in 10 years and be like, that was embarrassing?
I love a man bun on a Saturday at brunch with like a plaid shirt and you're like
buying
waffles. Yeah. But like a man bun at your wedding with your tux on is unacceptable.
I think you can have a nice man bun if you have a nice little like scruffy going on. But if you have a good job and you're respected
in your job. If you're Jared Leto,
if you have a 401k, you can have a man bun.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay. Scream or dream, the 3-day rule from texting after a date.
What is that rule?
You wait 3 days to text after a date?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Hell, I could never. Well, like that's.
I forgot who you are at that point.
I don't know. Yeah. Like all these rules, you wait 3 days to send a text? Yeah, I'd forget too. That's a scream.
I need like a good 3 minutes and then I'm like.
Yeah, 3 minutes and I'm like, hey,
you're still waiting. You're waiting for your Uber and you're like, it's been so fun. Anyways, I'm going to come back.
That was super fun. It's me again, in case you forgot.
Are you on another date yet? I don't know.
Okay. I love that so much. Scream or dream? Goop.com.
Oh, my God.
Hold on.
It's my dream.
It's my dream, too. Let's hold hands.
You guys, I have the app on my phone. I literally have the app on my phone, and I'm not just saying this because she's my bestie, but I couldn't go anywhere without my Goop City app, for reals. It's here right now. I like everything from restaurant recommendations, like tell me what to do. Like I love it.
Does she have good advice for like a normal person?
Well, I'm going to tell you other things too that I've learned from Goop, which I also really love. Like there's some, like a lot of the stuff she talks about, it's like, what I think is so great is it's stuff people don't talk about. Like it's uncomfortable. And some of it's like
vaginal
steaming, like squatting in the shower. And like, that's how girls should pee. Like, it's just like it makes you think, you guys.
Yeah.
Listen.
Everyone's making faces at me.
We might be cutting this out of the interview later, but I'm going to tell an embarrassing Lea Michele story.
Wait, no. Are we going to cut it out? Careful.
Depends if you want to cut it out.
I'll bring stuff up about you, Tobin.
This is going to turn into
a
war.
So, Lea, speaking of Goop.
I have people's phone numbers that I can say out loud on this podcast.
So she... and I are willing to try any like beautifying thing. Like we love a spa, we love anything. So she texts me one day, and I'm game for all of it. Like really, all of it.
This is another thing that I'm gonna do it. Please tell this story.
She's like, hey, should we?
Do you know what she's talking about?
Should we go to that spa in Beverly Hills and Santa Monica, and do vaginal steaming? Yeah. And I literally almost drove my car, swerved it off the road reading this. And I'm like,
Gwyneth talks about it on Goop.
It's supposed to be good for you.
No, it's supposed to be good. Here's the thing. You steam your vajayjay.
Yeah.
No.
It's the one thing Becca wouldn't do
it. I'll do it with you.
Thank you so much.
Great. Enjoy your UTIs. Your yeast infection. You're gonna be baking bread in there for weeks.
Says the girl with the rash on her chest and the sty in her eye. It's like, Becca, we're not really gonna be listening to you anymore, Becca.
Exactly. I'm going to do exactly what you
said. Every time we go to the Korean spa, she walks in, she takes one step, and she's like, I have to take a shower now. I'm like, relax. Like, you're gonna be
for some reason
fine.
The Korean spa's super clean.
Okay,
I don't know.
Really?
Because
when you walk into a Korean spa and you see two little old ladies crouched over using a community loofah.
Oh yeah.
Things happen inside of me, and it's not good.
Is that I've how never you got your sty.
Probably.
See, I've never left a Korean spa with a sty, so I've been.
Yeah. Listen, I've never had a sty except if I wake up with one tomorrow.
Yeah, right. You're gonna have a sty of the soul.
Okay, so we decided. Personally, I love Gwyneth.
Thank you.
I think she's magical, and like she also super glowing. And like, if I had $90,000 extra dollars, Jack, I'd get you that $90,000 vacation on the gift guide.
That's all I want. It's just
you're giving Jack gifts.
We could start small and do the
vaginal
steaming thing.
Hey, have fun, guys.
Sit on the throne.
Okay. Speaking of gifts, screamer dream regifting.
100% dream.
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 One of our friends, Megan, tweeted the other day. She wrote, I just did the most shameful regifting, and I have no like worries about it at all.
Yeah.
Like, right now I have a table of regifting things. Like, I'm so excited.
Listen, smart. If I'm a Z-list celebrity and sometimes I get free stuff, like, I can't imagine what it's like to be an A-list celebrity. Like, you must get stuff like crazy.
We get a lot of fun stuff. I mean, but for me, what I do a lot of times is I get the things that I get if I don't donate it. Because Becca will tell you this about me. I'm an anti-hoarder.
Yeah.
Rather than keeping things, I like so intensely give things away.
Yeah,
I don't like to, like, I have to open up a cabinet in my house and I have to be able to see.
Ooh.
It's like, did you guys read the book? Like,
yeah, the Art of Tidying.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So like, I've been doing that for forever, Cuomo, or
you
whatever
your
name is.
Like, it's actually true.
Give me money.
I've been doing that forever, but I usually do boxes for my family. I start them at the beginning of the year and stock it up, and then I do like grab bags for Christmas.
That's
Where's
oh,
mine?
That's
cute.
It's in your
it's
car.
It's actually in my car.
Bitch, I gave you a friend. What do you mean? Okay. I brought you stuff.
It's true. It's
honestly
true.
If they're still friends by the end of the Fempire, it's going to be it.
Please. We're so excited for our dinner. We already know where we're going.
Okay.
It's the food that's going to get us through.
It will.
Scream or dream. Clip-on bangs.
Oh, my God. These bangs won't die.
They won't die. They're
Have
here forever.
Have you ever had a clip-on bang?
Yeah. It's how I practiced with bangs before I cut them. My amazing hairdresser at the time, Mark Townsend, he did clip-on bangs on me, and they were so genius, and I loved it. And I think it's a good thing to do if you don't want to really make the commitment.
It's a little trial bang.
Yeah.
Trial bang. Scream or dream, eating your own placenta.
Ugh, dream. If I had some right now, I would take the 100%.
You so would. You and your vagina.
100%. Can't wait. I'm going to either blend it into a smoothie, make it into a pill.
Can I please?
It's in a pill,
Hold
right?
On. Yeah, it's a pill. You can make it a smoothie.
I think you can fry it up with a nice onion.
You could do anything you want.
Are you saying scream?
No.
You're saying scream?
You're saying dream.
I'm saying scream.
I'm going to say dream now that I know what it's actually
Listen,
for.
Listen, it makes you beautiful. What do you mean?
It makes you not sad
and
after you have a baby.
Listen, I'm going to be sad. That is just the bottom line. There'll be some sadness. And that placenta innards of my body.
They're going back innards.
I don't know. They're going in the garbage. I saw my sister's placenta come out,
you guys.
And it is foul.
We're getting deep on this.
I was
podcast
in the room
today.
When my sister gave birth. I'm gonna another episode. I'm gonna give you my whole experience being in the room. And literally, the baby comes out. It's a magical moment. Yeah, there's a little like gunk, and you're like, oh, it's amazing. Like, you have tears of joy.
It's, like, kind
of
gross.
But then if you go back down there, if your eyes make it down again, you're seeing a human brain being pushed out of a vagina.
Mm-hmm.
And that, my dear, I do not want like on my dinner plate.
I was just talking to my friend Jamie's husband. Kevin was just saying that she had a C-section, and he looked at the C-section area.
Ugh.
And that's like a horse of a different color,
like,
I hear.
Dark town.
Listen, the aftermath of
I don't want to know
birth,
any of that.
Oof.
I can't do that. My sister will literally kill me.
Okay. Scream or dream. Men who wax their chest.
Oof.
Scream. Sacks? Disgusting.
Scream.
Scream.
Like a hairless man.
Guys, don't do that. It's gross.
Unless you have three hairs and then it's like.
And then it's more embarrassing to have the hairs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can pluck those.
On that note, guys. Cheers, cheers. We're going to drink more champagne and we're going to take a quick pause and we're going to wrap up part one, because when we come back next week on part two of the Fempire podcast, we, being the Fempire plus newest member, Leah Michelle, we're going to answer
honorary member.
An extended list of Ask the Fempire questions. You guys are amazing. We have had an overjoyable abundance of Ask the Fempire questions, and they're really, really good. So we thought, let's not just do three, let's do an entire episode of your questions. And like
exciting.
The life guru right here, you first author is here. She's going to help you. And so thank you so much for being here for this episode, part one. Please make sure that you
subscribe.
5-star rating.
And leave us a nice comment, because the one Becca wrote about us herself is not suffice.
Wait, did you write one too?
No.
Oh, I did.
Yeah, it was you, Jack. Make sure you follow us on Instagram, Beck Beck Bo Beck.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
She hates at Jack Vanek, have to change that one.
At Kelty
I'll never do it.
And also follow us at Fempire Podcast. Obviously, everyone in the world is already following
Leah Michelle,
but remember, it's Ms. Leah Michelle. And
MS Leah.
For now. And right now, because you just listened to this awesome episode, you're going to want to go on Amazon and get both of Leah Michelle's books. Make sure you do that by going to podcastone.com. Click on support your shows. Click on Fempire. Click through. Submit your Ask the Fempire questions for next week. And make sure that you subscribe. Leah Michelle, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.
Sweet, I get to be here for part two, though, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yay! I don't want to go anywhere. Next week. Bye!
Bye!
Yay! Woo!
Thanks for listening to today's episode. You can join the Girl Gang from the Fempire every Tuesday at iTunes and PodcastOne.com. That's PodcastOne.com.